He's a solid dude.
Hell yeah.
What's up, everybody? We're here on The Slow Roll. I'm your host, Matt Pennington. We're joined by our first guest ever today, Mr. Matt Brown.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
I'm also Matt.
Oh, my God. It's two Matts. What are you guys going to do? This is too many Matts. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's too many ways to use two.
Whoa. How many? That was two, two, two. That was the... Now we're getting into angel numbers.
Flatbush Zombies. ASAP
dude,
Mob.
I remember when Flatbush Zombies came out. It was so sick. And then within like a year, it was like, oh, no, these guys are fucking nerds.
Took me a couple years.
Took
me a couple years.
They all had like zombie names too, right? Like,
Michi Darko.
Oh, yeah.
Zombie Juice. And
Zombie Juice, that's what I was thinking
and
of.
And Eric the Architect.
Eric the Architect, I think, was like the best out of the three. He's good.
So Juice and Meech were like the personality. They like took all the acid and did all the crazy shit.
I'm a crazy guy. I won't come outside. If I'm outside when you're outside, I'm going to eat you. I'm a bad zombie man.
I crack your fucking head and use it as a bowl for cereal. I'm so cereal. Ted Bundy, give me money.
Okay, that was a really good impression. Have you practiced that?
No, I just used to listen to him all the time. I mean, practice, kind of, sure. But I used to do it in the car. And my friends would be like, yo, what? Stop.
Yeah, like, Ted Bundy, give me money. That was like on point, dude.
Sunday Sam, Jeffrey Dahmer with two llamas.
You better send this to... fucking
Meech.
Meech, yeah, let him know.
Dude, I love Meech. Meech is like, he, for how crazy his voice, he's so inspired by Biggie, but he's Biggie if he smoked a pack of Marlboro Red 100s every day.
Yeah, instead of Newports.
Yeah, because there's, no, and I say that specifically because Meech posted a video at one point. It was so funny. He's doing one-handed push-ups, smoking a cigarette, and he's just like, none of y'all motherfuckers are on this.
That's pretty sick.
He's just DMX on acid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's just a wild, massive... He loves WWE. Like,
that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
He is DMX on acid.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Instead of crack.
Yeah. He's like... But then Eric was the producer.
Mm-hmm.
He just smoked weed... So he was the most, like, he was, like, the Kanye of the group, kind of, where,
right.
Like, he could rap, but his production, like, all the crazy production value of that was Eric.
Yeah.
You'd like, all the weird, like, ah-ha-ha-ha, like, the weird laughs and,
yeah, that,
like,
that,
good
that,
beats and whatnot.
Yeah, Palm Trees, that song's still fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, they have a lot
so
of...
So much grams.
Unzip the bag.
This is gonna be an hour of me doing Meech. Oh no, I'm Matt Soder.
Dude, you go on stage tonight, you can't stop. You guys like abortion.
I'm just doing Tyler the Creator lyrics in a Meechy Darko voice.
Mm-hmm. Fuck a pregnant bitch till we have a threesome. Give me some.
Dude, oh, Tyler the Creator. Another guy.
He's the man.
The amount of different types of music that he can make, and it's all good.
It's all good.
It's crazy.
It's all good. Like, you can like cry to Igor. And he, besides, there's like one or two songs that are crazy.
And also, like, is he really gay? Because remember, he was like, no, I'm gay. That's why I can say faggot.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, really? Or no?
Nah, he is.
He's got to be gay.
He is, because he has like some of the coolest lines about being gay.
Yeah.
That are like, damn, this makes being gay sound cool.
Yeah,
he has a line.
The Funk Flex freestyle. That's
so
shit.
Funny. He has a line in Sorry Not Sorry. He says, sorry to the women who I lied to, but you didn't need to know if I was by the lake switching tides too. Damn,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, bro, it's not their problem.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, fuck.
Sorry, I said I was going out with the boys, but I was really sucking dick by the lake.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He did go out with the boys. He also has a line in the song Smuckers before he came out of the closet where he goes, I'm a liar, I'm a faggot. And then Lil Wayne goes, a son, you need Jesus. It's so fucking funny. Demonetized.
Yeah, that'd be a great name for an album.
I'm a liar.
I'm a liar and a faggot.
Mateo Lane.
Now it's demonetized. You put a face to the orientation.
I put a mustache to a name.
Dude, oh.
Nah, Mateo's hilarious. All respect. Mateo's a funny dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's a lot in that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know.
We're not going to get on here and just.
Yeah,
bash
I mean,
people
like.
That are bigger than us.
Yes, he is funny. He was. I thought he was way funnier before he got popular, but, you know, that's what happens.
That's a lot of people, though, too.
Yeah, that's why I'm never going to get popular.
Right, dude. How else are you going to stay funny? Mm-hmm.
You're going to stay under the radar, bro.
Dude, once you have the bias of fans that think that you're right, all you can do is get clouded.
Yeah.
Unless you truly hate yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying to just be the Michael McDonald of comedy, dude. I'm just in the background. Oh, you hear me. You don't know who it is. You're like, I know that voice, but...
Who's Michael McDonald?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. But who is he?
He's the guy that ruined the Doobie Brothers. You know, so Michael McDonald was like... he's like one of those white guys with a black voice. Like, he came into... The Doobie Brothers had like 3 or 4 albums... And then the first album he was on with them was the one that had What a Fool Believes.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, that, like, changed the sound of the Doobie Brothers. Doobie Brothers fans are like, fuck Michael McDonald. And then he went off and did his own thing. Like, he did, like, the song that Regulators by Warren G samples is called I Keep Forgetting. It's a Michael McDonald song. And then he's also just, like, in the, like... He does, like, there was, like, an SNL sketch about him where it's just, like, he just walks into the studio, sings his thing, and then leaves. Because that's, like, all he was, like, the first, like, ad-lib rock guy.
Yeah.
So he's in, like, a lot of Steely Dan songs.
I had a feeling that Steely Dan was coming up in, like, T-minus 40.
Yeah, I love Steely Dan. And he's also, like, Christopher Cross.
I've been getting into Steely Dan.
Dude, people hate on Steely Dan, but they fucking rule, bro.
Like, for so long, I was like, yeah, Steely Dan sucks, for sure. I also used to think Queen sucked.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that's because my dad was like, it's funny to like The Who, but think Queen's gay.
Yeah, they're almost the same guy.
They're almost like one of them just doesn't openly suck dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, they do. Tommy! Can you hear me?
The whole rock opera thing is the gayest phase.
That's gay.
That's what I think that was the beginning of the downfall.
But, like,
of rock.
Who's next? Oh, rock opera, like, too many ballads.
Yeah.
The 74.
Yeah, who's next?
74, 74 and on is when rock got.
Quadrophenia, sick fucking album.
Quadrophenia?
Is that
a Who
that's
album?
The Who that's one of the Who albums that has, like, what's the fucking song on that? It's got. Not Eminence Front. It's got whatever. It's got some good songs on it. Listen to Quadrophenia.
Okay.
It's probably my favorite one.
Yeah. Who's Next is probably mine.
Who's Next rules too.
Yeah. That was the one that I grew up. But I grew up on Behind Blue Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We Won't Get Fooled Again. But then when I got older, if I went back, find Getting in Tune. Different shit like that. And you're just like, oh, fuck, these albums go so deep. There's a reason these guys are the best.
Wait, now I need to look it up. It's going to fuck me up if I don't look up what the...
To Michael McDonald.
Led Zeppelin, they had, The Song Remains the Same, which was, their version of, a rock opera, but it... That was pretty gay. The only band that nailed it was Pink Floyd, you know?
Oh, The Wall.
The Wall.
Yeah.
And there's tits in that, too, which is so
sick.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, elevates all stock value.
it's got Love Rain Over Me. That's a banger. But my favorite one off that's 5:15.
5:15.
Yeah, it's about being high on a train.
Oh, nice.
Just staring at people.
Hell yeah.
So relatable.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, you've done some. You ever end up on a bus alone, like a long bus ride?
Mega bus.
Yeah, I was coming from Richmond to DC, and I ended up on a mega bus alone. It was like a 3-hour mega bus.
That's ominous.
Got bored and cranked one.
In your seat, or did you go to the bathroom?
I got as close as I could in the seat. and then went to the bathroom.
He's like facing the window.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like every couple seconds looking up to make sure he's not looking. Then I'm like, well, don't catch a beat off his eye contact.
That would be amazing.
That's like not bug chasing, but it's close.
Yeah, he pulls the bus over. He makes eye contact with you.
Just comes back off the side of the highway. Everybody's like, why is that bus pulled over?
Yeah. Lights are still on. You guys are just butt-fucking viciously in the mega bus.
That's a good porn. Dude, as a man who's never really watched porn, I should start making them.
Don't lie. I never really watched porn. Come
swear
on,
to
bro.
God.
Okay.
Swear to God. Okay. The most... porn that
yeah, I've, me either.
The most porn that I've ever actually watched to jerk off to was like girls fingering themselves.
That's a good one. I like those ones.
I like that because it's just like, oh, that's a hot girl. Mm-hmm. I just like to see a hot girl and be like,
you don't,
oh,
go, you don't, you're not watching, pussy. You're not watching compilations and stuff.
Nah, dude.
You don't want to see like a hard cut.
The only time I ever actually watched a porn was my buddy said I was trying to jerk off to this, and then the guy reminded me of you, so I had to turn it off. The dialogue.
Oh, okay.
like his
dick looked just like yours.
No, the guy had a Jufro, and it was like the guy was living in his ex's house, but his new girlfriend was there, and his ex was like, do the laundry. He's like, what? And he was like, the way that he said what, he was like, that's how you would react. He was like, I couldn't watch it. So I watched it to be like, what is, like, it did the dialogue. I was like, I wonder if it was all the way through. And then I skipped to see different parts.
Did she end up getting stuck in the washer?
No, he ends up going to do the laundry, and the two girls end up fucking in the kitchen.
And then he comes back.
And then he comes back, and they stop. And then he's like, what's going on? And they're like, nothing.
It's
like a 48-minute porn. He ends up going up into the bath, and they end up hooking up in the bedroom. He goes in. They start blowing him. They kick him out. And then a UPS man shows up. They blow him, kick him out.
Well, that's, you know, give him a tip.
Yeah.
I like the sound of this porn. You guys sent me the link. Sounds like a good movie.
It's somewhere in my text.
Do you remember the first porn you ever watched, or is that the first porn you ever watched?
Those the first actual, and I didn't jerk off to it. I literally watched it just to be like, is this like me?
Yeah. You never like sat around with your bros and watched porn and then like took turns going to the bathroom and jerking off?
I didn't really have friends.
Okay.
I didn't end up at those sleepovers. By the time I ended up at sleepovers, it was weed.
Okay.
So then, like, it was like, let's get as high as possible and watch, like, the Amazing Racist.
Okay.
Like, that, we were already on that. We were Xbox kids, so we were already exchanging the worst videos the internet had.
Yeah.
Everybody was beating off in silent, then coming back to play Call of Duty. It was less of a shared experience.
I got you.
Between my friend group. I attribute it to Adderall or something. But, like, I would come home still so fucked up from Adderall. Then I would just be like, play Xbox till I passed out.
I
never
even
thought
dick.
About it. Yeah, I didn't.
I don't have a dick. I have a gold G36C.
Yeah, bro. You want to watch me 360 no-scope?
Yeah, my LS whatever the fuck sniper rifle's got.
I'm a 44 in MLG on Halo 3 ranked. Fuck with me. And I shouldn't be playing. I'm 10 years out of the range of kids that are that rank. Like, anybody my age is like, let's play zombies. I'm like, no, I need to grind.
Mm-hmm. I need to get sweaty as fuck and rage.
And scream at my parents for telling me to eat dinner.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a stomach, Mom.
Yeah, do you see me? I look like I just got out of camp.
Do you want me to have A's and B's, or do you want me to eat dinner? It's one or the other, Mom.
It really was. I didn't eat lunch all of seventh grade.
Damn.
All of seventh grade, I think I only ate, I might have broke it once, but I didn't eat lunch once.
And
it was like
by
seventh
eat
and
lunch,
eighth.
You mean you got some Butter Crunch cookies?
No,
that's it.
No, nothing. Nothing all day besides water.
Fuck, dude. I remember those days when I was on Vyvanse, and then you run out of weed. Now you're just scraping all the resin out of your bowl and smoking that.
That would happen to me in college. I would take a lot of Vyvanse to do like any type of long assignment or whatever, and then I would tweak the fuck out, and I would be like, I would smoke some cigarettes, but I would be like, I need weed. But mm-hmm. I didn't have a good bong, or they would break, and I would be like, if I roll a spliff, I'll just smoke that, and then, like, I won't smoke again for 2 hours. No, it's not
a
how
terrible
it works.
Logic.
I get halfway.
It's like Coke logic.
I get halfway through. I mean, Adderall, Coke. Yeah. I mean, and I was also doing so much Coke at that time. So I was, my brain was fully in Coke logic at most of the time.
You were like Lucy, that movie with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
You were fucking
dude.
Seeing through the dimensions and shit.
There
Coke
was
and Adderall is, I can't imagine how jacked up you were, dude.
Bro, last finals I ever had, I was so behind on actually being a student. There was one finals. First finals was the worst because I broke my laptop the first day. Or like the second day. I had just finished writing like two papers for my English class. My joke when I say I had to write a paper about Adderall. That's actually, I don't say this in the joke. It could be funny, but I just don't care about telling the story.
Look at Matt's ass crack. Huh? See Matt's ass crack. Look at Matt's ass crack. Look.
Ooh.
That thing big. It do look like Vermont does. Dude, that's one of his bits.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you break your laptop? Where you just fucking
spilled a full glass of water on it.
Oh.
And I didn't have anything on the cloud yet. Wasn't hip to it. It was 2016.
Yeah.
I didn't believe in it. I was like, that shit's going to turn you gay. Like, mm-hmm. I was down in South Carolina.
Original 5G.
You could scream cloud. Things like that. No. Yeah. I love saying terrible things and being like, no, but where I was.
Wait, did you graduate college?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Bachelor's?
Yeah, bachelor's and a minor in philosophy.
What was your bachelor's in?
Sport and entertainment management.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it hilarious how I'm terrible at managing my own career?
I don't think you're that bad at it. I'm not gonna let you shit on you managing your career. You're doing all right so far.
But I could be, for having a degree.
I mean, you know, what does that really mean?
I know. I didn't go to class. Yeah. I was on Xanax the whole time, basically. Besides my last year of college, I was on Xanax the whole time I was at South Carolina.
This is how dumb I was in college. You had to take economics course, right? So you take like the main, you take like one economics course and that's it. And then it's like, sorry, I got military time.
Oh, dude, we're good.
You only have to take one economics course, but I was like, all right, well, since I'm like going for an accounting degree, I'll take another economics course. And I took macroeconomics and I failed it. And instead of just being like, all right, well, I just won't take that again. I was like, no, I have to nail this. And I took it two more times and failed it two more times. And then I was like, oh, I'm done with college. Dude.
Yeah.
This is dumb. I can't get this one thing down, dude.
It's funny. Some of my classes at community college were actually harder than my classes at South Carolina.
Huh.
You pay to get a degree.
Right.
You don't, like, for some degrees, like, there's degrees where, like, they're hard. Anything that actually involves math is a degree that people earn.
Right.
Anything with a science, accounting shit is a cunt. Even though there's computers and shit, like, just having all that.
It's so fucking, it's so tedious.
Matthew McConaughey in Wolf of Wall Street, all mustardy, above the shoulder shit. Frequencies in your head all day. Like, no, dude, terrible.
Yeah.
All that shit. Like, all that, that's actually going to school. But, like, anything that has to do with words is a fucking lie. Because I minored in philosophy. And I took a couple of the classes seriously. But then my last semester, I had started comedy. And I was just fucking off.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, my last year. And I, some of the papers I wrote for those classes were just horse shit. I just didn't actually read the shit, but I read I would read through it and like get what I said my interpretation was.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave out of it. You know what I mean?
It's
philosophy. It's your interpretation.
Yeah. You can cliff notes that shit.
Well, you're writing your perception of the work. So as long as you have an understanding, you don't actually have to read everything.
Right.
You just have to get an idea, and then you can write based off of that. And that's so fucking easy. If you just smoke a lot of weed and take Adderall, you're like, oh, I have a million ideas about this.
Yeah, and even if you just, like, fixate on one part of it, it's like, well, I mean, he really gave a fuck about that one part.
Yeah, you really, you built five arguments about this one part and how it's invalid related to this and this and this and this and this. It's like, okay, kid wrote a full fucking paper.
Yeah.
Like,
I used to love writing papers, though, like in high school and all that stuff.
It's
it was
not that bad.
The coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
There was, like, I had failed English 11 when I was a junior, and I had to retake it. And we had to write these papers. This was like the one I failed it. We had to write these papers about like what you wanted to be when you grew up or whatever the fuck, or like I forget what it was. And so the first one I wrote about how I wanted to be a trap star. And just, like, wrote about, like, Gucci Mane and, like, all these other, like, just anybody that raps about selling drugs. I was just writing. I'm, like, quoting their lyrics and being like, this is inspirational to me.
Yeah.
And I think one day I can do this. And then my teacher, I wrote the whole thing, and she didn't understand what a trap star was. And then somebody was like, "That he's talking about selling drugs." And so she made me rewrite it. And I was like, all right, if you, like, you liked it at first, and then you found out it was about selling drugs, and you didn't like it anymore. So then I wrote, it was like right after my grandma died. So then I wrote a thing about my grandma and just being like, I want to be like my grandma. And just like this, and like some of the girls were crying, the teacher was crying. And then and it's like, I'm still failing this class anyway. You know? So I was just like, I'm like, all right, I was, you know, I fucked around. I got my laughs. Now I'm going to make you guys cry. And then I'm going to come back next year and take the class over again and get to write the whole same thing over again.
Yeah.
But like that, like getting to just like, rack your brain to just try to put a philosophy thing would be tight.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I took it because when I was in community college, my English teacher was also a philosophy teacher. He was just teaching the 101 English. And what he did was he made us read Allegory of a Cave. The Apology is when Socrates was put to death.
Okay.
For just asking too many questions.
Is that what happened to him?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then they're like, dude, you don't have to, like, accept being put to death if you just admit that you were an asshole. And he's like, nah, you guys are gay. Like,
is he
it's the most baller. Dude, it's a, like, it's 40 pages of him just explaining why everyone in the government sucks and why everyone in society sucks. And then they're like, you still don't have to die. We still won't kill you. And he's like, nah, I'm drinking the death juice. And just downs it.
Was he the guy that before he died, he was like, the one thing I know is that I know nothing?
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great move.
Yeah. And so everybody, because everybody's like, I know this. I know this. And he was like, guess what? Only thing I know is that I know nothing. Peace.
You're all bullshitters. I was bullshitting the whole time.
Yeah. The only thing that I know is that I'm actually not bullshitting. What? Fuck.
Damn. Like. Damn it. Somebody get the little boys back in here.
Yeah.
We got some fucking to do.
Come up with ideas.
Yeah.
But then you read some other quotes that he had, and he said, Socrates said some shit
about said the N-word? Socrates didn't like Mexicans?
Look, I understand, like, mixing cultures, but you got to have a strong border.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't just let everyone in. Yeah.
Socrates, year 38. Fucking these goddamn Sicilians coming over on their boats.
These goddamn Moors ruining the economy.
Fucking, he would just teach us, and he taught us how to write, like, philosophy level arguments.
Okay.
Like English level arguments pass at a lower level. Philosophy level arguments have to be like ironclad. You can't fuck up. Yeah, nothing can be wrong.
No fallacies.
No fat.
Yeah.
There can't be statements in there just to like fluff up and add word counts. Like that, you're saying this to do nothing.
Right.
Only say things that mean something. Like if you're 10 words short, maybe you need more points. Like, or something like that. And, but every day in class, we would just sit in a circle and we would just have dialectical conversations where you literally, everyone just ask questions. If someone says something, you go, but why do you think that? Because I think this and that makes me think that. So why would you think that? And what is what I said make you think?
Huh.
And then people reply, and then someone else replies. And I was like, this is the coolest shit ever.
Yeah, that sounds awesome to be high and do that.
Me and this guy that had just got out of the Navy, 84-year-old black dude, Owen, what's up?
A black guy named Owen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bro, the man. He was telling me stories about, like, being overseas.
Sucking these guys' dicks.
Nah, dude, he said the realest shit ever. He said the best 5 minutes of being in the Navy is waking up before everyone, going out onto the deck of the aircraft carrier and smoking a cig at 5 in the morning. before the sun rises above the water, right as it's peaking above. He says, that's the best.
That's probably
He says, that kind of makes the whole day worth it.
And you just flick your fog off the top
into the fucking
the
Red
fog.
Sea.
Yeah.
Just spit.
That would be, that would be sick.
Yeah. No, he told me stories of, like, getting drunk in Dubai, buying a bunch of jewelry, and, like, getting bar dropped. Like, someone gave him Xanax in a club in Dubai, and then him, like, barely making it back to the fucking...
That's like OG Xanax, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, way back.
Mm-hmm. When you can still get medical ecstasy.
In Dubai. Like, well, the guy was 26, so he went in the Navy right at 18, did his 5 years, and then was getting free college after.
Oh, okay. Wait, I thought you said he was 84.
No... 24.
Oh, okay.
24, 26. Some shit like that.
Okay. I thought we were talking about just some old man that was
doing
Xanax in the 70s.
Fucking in Vietnam.
Yeah.
No, Vietnam is like... No, this guy was like 26.
Oh, okay.
Cool as shit.
I don't know why I thought you said 84 for some reason. I'm just thinking of like an old... Like the guy from...
You're thinking I'm getting high with Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, exactly.
And Matt Pennington never did return to Anne Arundel Community College.
Yeah, go Pioneers, bro.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. He, but we would get... We would go before class, smoke like a 2 gram backwood. He showed me Jimi Hendrix, the Isle of Wight concert.
Yeah.
You ever heard listen to that?
I don't think so.
Isle of Wight Festival is in... like 72. It was one of the last festivals he performed at before he died. It was a wild festival. It was crazy. Isle of Wight is off of the UK somewhere.
Okay.
And his set went like 2 hours, like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, some crazy shit. It was so wild. People caused so much mayhem. He went so fucking hard. They shut the festival down for 50 years. They're like, nope, we're never having this. They trashed the place. If you listen to some of the solos he hit, dude, he hit a 20-minute all along the Watchtower.
Sheesh.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, come on, Kwame.
Come on through, Kwame.
Yeah, say hi.
I was just checking to see what the hubbub was.
How could you tell there was hubbub with the? You have wired headphones. It's the first person I've seen in a long time.
I lost a lot of good AirPods.
You should get some
Raycons,
bro. You gotta get Raycons.
Some Raycons.
Yeah, Raycons.
They're indestructible as his glasses.
Dude, they rule. They honestly rule. I put mine through the washer
like,
three times.
Kwame's asking for AirPods like Ukrainians. Like, we lost too many good AirPods.
That's my struggle.
Oh my God, you just fucking smashed him in the mouth with the mic, dude.
Yeah, Kwame, just like Zelensky, used to play the piano with his dick.
Is that what Zelensky did?
Yeah, dude, you could find some, like, OG 2007. Back when Will Ferrell was on SNL, Zelensky was playing the piano with his cock.
Like on TV? Or
yeah.
I had a friend that did that. That always impressed me. Dick big enough to play a fucking chord on the piano. Crazy.
Or just, like, make a thud.
Yeah, to even press the key down with your dick is...
Yeah.
That's some good PSI.
Yeah.
I could never.
No.
I could maybe, I'm trying to think of instruments I could play with my dick. Like maybe, what's that like creepy piano thing where it's like, it's got like typewriter buttons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking,
I know what you're
about? A harpsichord.
Harpsichord.
I could maybe play a harpsichord or a xylophone. Thank you, Matt, with my penis.
Hurley.
Yeah. Triple Matt action.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Harpsichord with the dick.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about a guitar for 2 seconds, then realized they're wrapped in copper wire.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely strummed my dick on a guitar before. When I was mad at my brother, I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna."
How much did that bite you in the ass?
It hurt really bad.
Yeah.
I got a little cut under the helmet, which like took a while to go away.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I wasn't fucking; I just couldn't jerk off.
Yeah, dude, a cut under the helmet.
No more Gianna Michaels for me.
Who's that? Full circle.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, she's the goat of like white trash porn ladies, giant titties. There's a comic that we know that had sex with her. He paid to have sex with a bunch of porn stars. She's one of them. And when he told me
Is he a lady that might bring a certain lady?
What?
Is he a lady that brings a lady to open for him and it's always very annoying?
No.
Okay.
He's a local guy.
Oh.
That nobody's ever opened for him anywhere. I don't think he's ever done anything where somebody could open for him.
Okay, because I think you know who I was talking about from saying opening and opening twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not him. Cool.
No. I mean, he probably did too.
Yeah, I was because
somebody.
But I was like, he told you that? That's wild.
No,
just
no,
to
no,
be
no.
openly be like,
no, and if
so it, after you know after this. I want to make a specific joke, but it's not. I don't want to do that.
When I was selling weed, this guy that I'm talking about, he was like, "Look, this porn star I know, she's in town. She's dancing at Fantasies. She needs weed. She hit me up, asked me if I could find her some. I was like, yeah, sure. He's like, her name's Veronica Rodriguez. When you get there, like, don't say anything about her being a porn star or a stripper or anything. Just deliver the weed."
Whisper their name behind the mic. Dude, I'm not gonna edit this.
Please don't. So I'm like, all right, yeah, what? I got you. My lips are sealed, right? And then I go meet her at the La Quinta Inn in Glen Burnie,
uh-huh.
like right by the MVA. And I go into her room. She lets me in. And she immediately, she's like, do you know who I am? And I was like, nah. And she was like, I'm a porn star. I'm in town dancing. And I was like, oh, I had no idea. And then she gave me a bunch of DVDs of her, right? And then she was like, you should come to Fantasies and, like, party with me and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I have a girlfriend. And I probably shouldn't. She goes, she can come too. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That sounds like a really good idea. And then I had to, like, do the thing where I went to my girlfriend and was like, yeah, I sold weed to that porn star. She, like, wants us to come and, like, party with her. But
yeah.
Like, why would we want to do
Wouldn't
that?
Wouldn't it be crazy, like, if we both grabbed her pussy?
Yeah,
like, what? Like, who would want to do that?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, that is dumb. What, do you actually want to do that? I'm like, no, dude, I'm telling you, like, how stupid
Babe,
is she?
Babe, I've never thought about how hot it would be if we fucked a girl together. Why would I ever think about how hot it would be to watch you finger a chick?
Yeah, or to, you know, did it.
Yeah, you know, we don't have to get into all the specifics that we've definitely never thought about.
Mm-hmm, just behind a lady, mashing her face into your pussy, you know, whatever you want to talk about, whatever, you know.
Somebody's on your dick, the other one's on your face, and it's like, it's a, you know, like there's a...
Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to kill me with their butt cheek, I don't know. Dude, but,
yeah, right?
But then I looked her up, right, and Pornhub... I don't know where she is now. I can't find her anymore.
Yeah.
But, she was like a little tiny
Maybe
Mexican
somebody
girl.
Does Slay Pooned.
dude, Justin Slayer got her, dude. but I was looking her up. She was number, she got highest for Pornhub, like, ranks porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
So she got up to the highest she was like, 17 on Pornhub. And then I was watching her videos, and it was all
barely
just, like,
legal.
It was barely legal squirt porn. So it was all, like, creepy old dudes making her squirt. And then I was like, that explains why this man has sent me here. But she also bought, dude, she bought 4 ounces of weed in 2 days. Like I went to her 4 separate times to sell her an ounce.
She probably gets guys high.
Either that or she's doing so much fucking blow that it's like, you just got to keep... I don't know if you've ever been that far on cocaine where it's like you don't feel anything else.
Yeah. So, but that, okay, but there's the, that's a level of blow where, like, weed isn't that fun anymore. Weed kind of only adds, like, schizo vibes to your coke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which, like, some people are looking for, but I would not expect a woman that's getting, like showing her tits to want to be, like, schizo zoned out.
Yeah, there's probably other stuff in there, too. You know, a little Xanax, a little...
If there's other drugs, then the weed makes sense. If she's like just a cokehead, then I'd be like, that's a lot of weed. But if it's like a Xan too, then like, yeah, she's smoking like 3 blunts to get ready in the morning to like fiend off the hangover, like wake up off the Xanax.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell
pop
you.
Pop a perk. Like,
can't tell you how many schizo nights I've had all alone in my apartment.
Yeah.
Otis starts freaking out. I'm like, you gotta chill, dude. What is it? Something's out there. I know it. And I'm just staring out the blinds, looking into a bush, because it's like, that's like my windows don't get, like, they go straight into a bush. Like, you can't see anything when you look out my windows.
Dude, oh, yeah. Sir, back to what I was.
Oh, yeah.
My last finals that I ever actually had to do, it was like, I was just not up. I was fucking slacking. And I was popping Adderall. microdosing acid and doing coke.
Dude, taking a test on coke would...
Taking a test on acid?
I mean, taking a test on acid kind of seems fun to me a little bit.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah, but on coke, just because, like, after, like, 20 minutes, the come down starts, and I start getting real...
I left the room to take it. Yeah.
Okay, I was
doing a philosophy paper. It was like a philosophy test, and I had to write like really long. I had to write like 4 pages for, there's like 3 prompts, and I had to pick 2 out of the 3 and write 4 pages for each of them within like 3 hours. Some crazy shit like that.
Fucking nose starts running. I'm getting angry.
I actually had pretty good coke.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't think I've ever had good coke either. I don't know.
Dude, you give me a couple months to get back on my bullshit here. I'm about to be out in the wild.
Yeah. Once it's the boy house.
Yeah, dude. Once all the fucking retards are in a row.
Mm-hmm. I got all my retarded ducks in a row.
Yeah, dude.
Can't keep them in the row. They keep going all zigzag and shit.
Yeah, dude. Their fucking bills are green and their heads are yellow, but somehow they still quack. Yeah. But dude, fucking like the zone out of like coke trembles and Adderall and acid microdose.
Yeah.
Staring at a fully white piece of paper but seeing rainbow.
Oh. All the letters are different colors and
yeah. Oh. One of the biggest
font sizes changing.
Yeah, one of the biggest schizo nights I had was definitely off of acid. I took acid and mushrooms at the same time. It was during COVID. It was right after George Floyd. I was working at this restaurant, it's the fucking Speakers or some shit, and they burnt down a precinct right next to the restaurant.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So I was like, the next day, everything shut down because, like, riot status.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I'm just going to fucking drop acid and go to the river. Like, and I also took a gram of mushrooms. I timed it out perfectly. Everything was going great. I fucking walked out onto all these rocks. I hop. I do all this shit. Have a speaker set up. I'm listening to the fucking Doors. And then I get a call from my dad midway through the joint. I finally spark up the joint that I get out there. I'm like 4.5 hours in. I'm fully peaking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, joint time. Let's get as high as we can. And my dad calls me and goes, oh, I got a weird email about tuition. That was like right after I graduated. And for 2 seconds, I was like, dude, I just fail college in my head.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like out in the woods, like, I'll talk to you about it later. Because every other time, I would just take the call from my parents, and it would usually go completely fine.
Right.
Because it's usually like a, hey, what's up? And I'm like, oh, no, just hanging out. Like, I'll talk to you later. And they're like, cool. And then that always is better than, like, what did they want to talk to me about?
I'm yeah, like, yeah.
But then that.
That'll
and then,
send you through a fucking spiral, dude.
Cartoon world for like 10 seconds, and then I went fucking held tight,
choke it down.
Yeah, and then I just sat there for like an hour, and I could hear everything happening everywhere. There was like a bunch of families that ended up coming down at that point. I could hear all their different conversations.
Oh, yeah,
and the tension got broke when this one dad came down and
Perfect to start playing the music to this.
Fuck yeah, dude. Dude, it broke the tension. This was my Three Little Birds. or jamming.
You were jamming on those rocks.
And this guy comes down like a grown-up Huckleberry Finn. Mm-hmm. No shirt, rolled up jeans. His little like white trash kids are following him. He's like, hey, you guys ready? Like, he's got no shoes on, just walking through the river. He's like, yeah, I've been coming down this little river since I was your age, buddy. You like it down here? And I was like, oh my God, this is the cutest, coolest thing ever. Yeah. Fucking white trash down at the water. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And that broke me. But that whole night, I was like, I like slept with a bat. Like, I thought there was going to be a race war.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Because it was 2 days after I watched people like.
This was in South Carolina.
Yeah. Watched people roll up. I watched a group of Crips get out of a car right in front of my restaurant. I had a British manager. This is one of the funniest things. He kept making us serve tables while a riot was amassing block down the street. And we're still like, you want free bread?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
And he's British, and then he's standing outside, and he's looking down the street like this. What time is it?
7:25.
Okay, we'll end on this.
Okay.
And I'm looking, we'll end in a second here.
Okay.
They started the music and shit, so. Yeah.
They don't want us to fucking thrive back here.
Yeah, I know, dude.
They hating on
us. They gotta cut off the greatness.
They hating on the Mets.
They caught two boys from Broadneck, and they're like, we're ending in two seconds here.
The Bruins are in the fucking cage.
2 minutes, I got
Fuck
you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We just got the light.
Dude, also, shrooms and acid is like a weirdly electric combination.
I felt everything. I was like, because I got like all of like the electricity in the air and like the electricity from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of the abstract shit and all of like the spiritual, I'm in touch with the trees shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You hit every dimension when you're on that shit, dude.
Yeah. But I was staying in there, and he's still telling us to wait tables. And I'm like, can I just leave? I was like, I don't care what you guys think about my safety and liability. I was like, if I get in my car, I will be safer than whatever the fuck is happening here.
Right.
And I was like, I'm not trying to join. Like, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. I have a car. I know they're about to throw bricks.
Yeah, you're
like, I'm not retarded.
Actually, I have a bunch of bricks in my trunk.
Yeah, right. I've been sent by the CIA. I put the pallets in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And my British manager is standing outside looking down the street, and I look past him. I'm standing inside, and there's a car. Four Crips get out, and they fucking stuff, like, shotguns and Uzis into their pants. And I knock on the window, and I just tap through, and I go, look at that. And he looks over, and he's like, ooh. His little British face.
Bloody
he
hell.
Goes, hey, I think we should start wrapping up service now. Yeah, motherfucker. Like,
damn.
Maybe when we saw a cop car on fire down the street, it was about time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Like, man, I hate to go Tim Dillon, but, like, maybe we should wrap it up. Maybe it's time to tune it down, America.
Yeah.
But
speaking of wrap it up.
No condom on this episode. We went raw.
Yeah.
Ended like Mark Norman.
Oh, was that? I don't know.
Was just half a. That's a. Whenever I do bad word play, I do half a Mark.
Oh, okay.
And see if anybody will notice.
I didn't.
No condom on this play. We went raw.
I see it.
Yeah. I didn't do his voice, but I did his point and his pacing.
Going raw.
Yeah. Going raw.
Fuck yeah.
What's something you would say that to?
What? Going raw?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oysters, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not good at wordplay, bro.
You're not?
Nah, not really.
Dude.
I got to be in the mood for it. Weed will make me do it, but one Miller Lite, I'm not gonna be doing wordplay.
Me and my friends used to do, like, we would get high and just like accidentally do improv. We would do characters and riff,
okay,
and just like it would just be retarded. It was fun. We would do dumbass shit. But hell yeah, guys!
Thanks for having me, Matthew.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, for having me, and you know, fucking words. thank you for coming on the Slow Roll, you guys. It's been me and Matt Brown. His Instagram is Matt B Comedy. Follow me wherever you find me. You'll follow him wherever you follow him.
Yeah, find me.
He's funny.
Follow
find
me.
Him. It's
follow
cool.
Me.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great one.